Hello, this is Lisa Hazard and Misty Lore with the podcast We're All Psychic. And this episode is number 123 of all our episodes. Guess what? We're doing numerology. Hey, Misty, do you think we're all psychic still?
Yeah, this is how we do it.
This is how we do it. Okay, yeah, this is. That's how we do it. We're psychic. I believe we're all psychic still. I know. I do. So numerology today, guys. And today is January 11th, 2022. That's a 1112022 adds up to 9. What does that mean? I'll tell you. First, I want to tell everybody a story. Misty hasn't heard this story before. On Facebook, on my Psychic Readings by Lisa, now We're All Psychic page, I had a person write me, and she was a numerologist. But the reason she wrote me is because I had... it was 2018 and I had kind of gone into, I guess I went public with the Morgana story within a Facebook group. And maybe that's how she found me, but I did on my Facebook page too, my psychic readings page. And I talked about Morgana and how she passed away and she came into my life. If you're a new listener, her spirit came and she helps me as a spirit guide. So this woman found me and she said her dog had passed away and came through to her, but she also did automatic writing. She's mainly a numerologist, she said, but she does automatic writing and her dog came through the automatic writing. And she was just amazed. She did a lot of channeling and channeled spirits, but never an animal. And so we bonded on that. And she said, I want to teach you numerology. And she got my numbers first. And then she said, I want to teach you numerology. But we had a lot of discussions about her dog and Morgana. And what really the difference, she thought the animals were evolving, but that's not what I thought. I thought the animals were trying to help us somehow. That's what Morgana said. She's like, y'all need help. That's why we're doing this. So, and we kind of drifted apart, but this was in the summer of 2018. And a lot of crazy stuff went down that summer, but I think for everybody, but she got me into numerology. And I have a lot of fun with it. It's very interesting how it links up with astrology too. I think that's a different podcast. So
yeah.
So Misty.
Yes.
You recently developed an interest in numerology, right?
Well, yeah, I think I've always had an interest in it though.
Maybe delve deeper.
Yeah. I mean, I've always been interested in it and I've researched it before, but lately I've really gotten into it, I would say. Yes.
Yeah, it's like I mean, it's basically astrology for numbers to me. It really is, but they go together. They match up. This is like you look at someone's astrology chart and you look at someone's numerology chart, they almost always very synchronicitous.
I know.
And it's really cool. So Misty, do you want to go over what the, okay, listeners, what we're going to do first, I guess, is go over what the numbers mean. And what numerology is about is that numbers have a vibration. And what we're going to tell you is what the meaning of each number's vibration is. One is 0 through 9. But in numerology, if you have a big number like 32, or it's not just 0 through 9, then you would put the two numbers together, 3 plus 2, and that makes 5. So the 32 breaks down to 5. So if you have a bigger number like 132, you put the 1 plus 3 plus 2, and that makes 6, right, Misty? Did I math that right? 3 plus 2 plus 1 is 6. So the number would be 6. So what if you have an even bigger number, 10,132? I think it's let's make it 70,132. Ooh. 7 plus 0 is 7, plus 1 plus 8, plus 3 is 11, plus 2 is 13. And then you got a 13. What do you do with that? 1 plus 3, and that's 4. So that's how you do numerology. That's how you break it down to these basic numbers and get an interpretation from them. So Misty, do you want to talk about what the number, we'll start with 1? Shall we
start
with 1?
Well, okay, yeah. I've been doing a lot of the, you know, there's different ones, but I've been doing the destiny numbers and how they work and what they mean. And when you do the destiny numbers, it is 1 through 9, but there is no 0.
Oh, 0. I think 0 only comes up in
life only cycles in the adding.
Yeah, it also it does come up in challenge in other areas of numerology. In,
yes, yes.
But not,
it
you're
does.
Right. The main, mainly
but not in the destiny number. It doesn't.
You're right.
And basically, you know, like Lisa said, there's like a code. They call it the alphabet code. And it's numbered 1 through 9, and each number has letters underneath it, and you go through it, and that's how you find your destiny number. And you can find it online, I'm sure. It's not hard. But basically, it's the name that's on your birth certificate that you were born with, and you just go from there, and it's easy to do. It took me maybe 5 minutes to do it, if that.
Yeah, every letter is assigned a number.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So, okay, after you figure out what your destiny number is, destiny number one, it is sun.
What is the destiny number about? It's like the purpose of your life, right? Like the what you're supposed to
it
do
shows
while you're
your
here.
Life's purpose.
All right, that's what I have to.
Shows your life's purpose. Yes. And so number one is the element is fire. The symbol is the lion. The astrological condition is the sun, Leo. And if you're going for the chakra, it's the base chakra. And the best days of the month for number ones are 1, 10, 19, and 28. And the key concept in number one is ego and personality identity. And then we have number two, and the symbol for it is the crab. The element is water. And the concept, the key concepts of that are feeling and caring. Number three is fire, the ram, which is mine. and the key concepts for that one are creativity and adaptability, which I can see that.
It's also inspiration. It's an
yes,
inspiring.
Yes.
Number.
I mean, I'm just going like a little bit on what each one means. There's a whole lot.
Yeah, there is.
I'd be here all day. number four is the element is earth, and it's similar to the base chakras. And the key concepts of those are common sense and materialism. And then number five, element is air, symbol the twins, throat chakra, and the mind and education. And then we have number six, and it is the earth element as well. The symbol is the bull. And the key concepts are harmony and peace. If you're a number eight, you have a lot of harmony and peace, or that's
six.
What you, at
six,
least that's
right?
What you want.
Number six, right? Weren't you on six?
Six. I'm sorry. Yeah. CSI, I'm glad I got you.
I'm an editor.
No, I was saying all the right things for six. I just said the wrong thing. Okay. Number seven is the symbol for the two fish, and the element is water. It's the brow chakra. And the key concepts are intuitiveness.
Intuitiveness.
And now we have number eight, the symbol, the goat, the element, earth, the concepts, ambition and self-sufficiency and powerful karma.
Yeah.
Boy, if you're a number eight,
get
you better be good.
You gotta get it.
Yeah. And last but not least, we have nine, which is the element of fire, and it is similar to the crown chakra, and its concept is compassion, knowledge, and karma again. So eight and nine, I'd be pretty nice to them because they got that powerful karma coming in, you know what I mean.
So I'm going to break down the numbers and like they're pretty much everything she said is how I read it too, but I'm going to give you a few more words. One is you, the self, motivation. Two is companionship, connection. Three is inspiration and parties. And four is service. I always think of four as service. Five is change. Six is love and duty. Seven is spirituality and philosophy, religion. Eight is leadership and owning your life. Nine is the end and giving back. It's really about giving back. Nine, giving back to
and
the
knowledge,
world.
Compassion.
Yes. Yes, yeah. They give back to the world. And so there's also master numbers, and the master numbers are supposedly they vibrate at a higher frequency than those numbers. So we have master number 11, which is 11/2. When you put a slash, that's when you're breaking down the numbers, like I talked about in the beginning of the podcast. So like 1+1 is 2. So 11/ with like, you know, a slash 2 would be a life path or it's a master number. It's the master teacher, one of the master teacher numbers. And number 22/4 is master builder number. And then 33/6 or the number 33 is another master teacher number. So I don't really know the difference between 11 and 33 too well. I've never really seen a difference, except 33s seem to have harder lives, from what I can tell.
I think I agree with that, because I do remember reading something like that with 11 and 33s.
They both have hard lives, but 33s usually have tough lives. They have to learn tough lessons. I kind of think of the master numbers as they're teaching us, you know? We have our life path, which helps us fulfill our destiny. Our life path number helps us fulfill our destiny. So I'm going to give the listeners an example of my numerology and Misty's numerology. So my life path is an 11-2. And that's about trying to always take two, companionship and connection, and building something out of yourself with someone else, which is take one and you get to two. And if you want to get it to an 11, you got to vibrate higher, is what they say. So my life is always struggling between being a normal vibration and wanting to be a higher vibration. But my destiny is 3. So I'm supposed to inspire the energy. I'm supposed to inspire people, inspire things, inspire something.
And you do.
Well, you find out through the rest of your numerology chart what kind of inspiration you can provide. And Misty, I'm going to look at yours and tell the listeners what yours says.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble now.
Misty's life path is a 3. So, and her destiny is a 3. So her life path being a 3, she has this huge, I mean, it's her life path, like, is to make her destiny happen. She was born with an imagination that's just so amazing with a 3. And she's going to be really sensitive with the life path. I mean, of the life path number 3. She will be always very attractive to anybody who might want to date her. She's charismatic. She's dashing. And she's almost too optimistic at times for some people. Not to me, though. So, but the destiny, we both have the same destiny. We have to inspire the energy. 3. So what are we doing, Missy? What are we doing on this podcast?
And we are inspiring the energy. Yes,
yeah.
With the power number of 3.
Power of 3. 3+3 is 6. 6+3 is 9. Okay, so I just said that. I don't know why. But I want to go through a little bit of how you can find your life path number. So what you do is you just add up all the numbers in your birthday. So mine is 4/30/1975. So I'd add 4+3 is 7. 7+1 is 8. 8+9 is 17. 17+7 is 24. I'm getting there. And then 24+5 is 9. So 29. So 29, 2+9 is 11. 11+1+1 is 2. And that's how you do that number. So, but for your destiny number, which is the purpose you're here, you want to add all the letters of your full name given to you at birth. Usually the woman who taught me a little bit about numerology and got me into it said it had to be the name on your birth certificate. So if it says, she said, her example was if it said baby boy, you put baby boy in your program, or you do the you count the numbers for the letters for baby boy. I'm not going to get into, I don't want to go through the whole alphabet and tell you all the, I think it just goes in order, like A is one, two is B, but I'm not really sure. But that's,
it is.
It does A is one.
Two, and B, then when two. You get to nine, you go all the way back and start at J through R.
Oh, one again, 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, well, there you go. Misty knows this.
Yeah.
She's amazing. I love her so much. Okay. So then you have a number that's called the motivation number. And this number is, you can determine it by adding all the vowels of your full name given at birth. And
ooh, I didn't know that one.
This one tells you what you really want to do, what you're really driven to do. Mine is ooh. A six, so I want to love. And Misty, let's see yours. You are a, you're an eight. You're going to get them. You're going to get them. Get them. And
that powerful karma.
So that's saying that, you know, deep down, like part of the way you want to fulfill your destiny with your life path of inspiring people is to take control of a situation and make something happen and build something. Eight's also you've built something kind of number, you know.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then we have what's known as like an inner self number, like it's like the motivation of what you really do, your secret desires, Misty. I'm about to find out. I'm about to tell all the listeners your secret desire number.
My
secret desire number. Oh, I'll do mine first. I'll make it easier for you. My inner self is six. It's still love.
Well, I can see that. Yeah.
still
my love child.
Compassion and all that stuff. Duty. I love love. I guess I love six. So what do you have?
Love.
Misty has inner self. She has four. And four is about service. And it's also a little bit about ambition, you know?
Yeah.
So deep down, you have a curiosity about people and serving them. But you want to do it for a reason, not just to serve them. You know, you want to do something with it, which is what the motivation number is about, the eight.
Right.
You know?
Like the podcast and how I feel about that.
Yeah, exactly. And then we have a maturity number. I like the maturity number. It comes into your life when you're about 35 to 40. So this is like where it shows like your adult power, where you're heading. Like when you're 35 to 40, this number gets activated. The vibrations of this number gets activated.
Oh, I didn't know about this number.
Yeah, this is maturity. So mine is five, and five is change. It's going to be changing ever since my maturity since 35 to 40. Yes, my life has not stopped. And I don't think I'll get into life cycles or turning points, but I'm in a five turning point too. So from 2020 to 2029, I am fived out. I'm so fived. Everything's be changing. It's really crazy. So Misty, let's look at yours. Misty, hers, six. You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it all, Misty, with your maturity number. As you got older,
good.
You want to take care of people. You want to help them.
I see that already. Like I am 40. I'll be 45.
Love your house.
Yeah, I love everybody.
It is. It's just you just have this love of life, and it comes into you. You know, it seems like when you're younger, it's very practical stuff. 8 and 4. But then as you grow older, the inspiration, the vitality that with the threes of your life path and your destiny brought you to love when you're mature.
Well, yeah, I think that we learn as we age and we, you know, understand that there certain things are not as important as they were in our 20s and early 30s.
Because we forgot it all because we're old.
Yeah, that's it. That's our secret. We're old.
And there's also in numerology, you can find something, a number for anything in numerology. I haven't gone that deep with it, but we also have life cycles, turning points, challenges, and there's something called the Pythagoras square, which I think is just fabulous. And I'm not going to get into that because it's a lot, but I highly recommend if you are interested in numerology, to get an application. This one I have, I don't know if it's available anymore. It's just called numerology, and it says 22 on the cover, on the application. I have it on my iPad. It might still be on phone, but it's just the most amazing numerology app. And it taught me more than anything I looked through. I just doing charts, just like putting information in birth certificate, name, birth date. And then I get all this information on this. This app just is a really good way of wording things, I guess you could say. So it's where I understood it and I could take something from it. You know, because like a lot of those programs you get, you know, like an astrology program or something, or a numerology app, or even a tarot app, sometimes they're kind of hard to understand because they don't flow together. There's no cohesiveness to it. But this numerology app does. It does, especially when you get into the Pythagoras square, because that's where like a lot of the details of your personality are. And that's calculated with using numbers from your actual birthday, not your name. So that one is more solid than wondering if you should use the name you changed to. Now, some people say in numerology that if you get married, say, and you change your name, why not use that name? Why would you use the one on your birth certificate?
I read that too.
You can. You can look at both and see what you
can do whatever you
want
to do.
You can do whatever you want, Missy, especially you. But
I mean, they're just numbers.
It's interesting to do. They're just vibrating.
Right. Vibrating. What's going to be funny is if you end up with the same number, no matter how you look at it.
I do want to talk about zero, though, because zero comes up in, I think, in challenges and other places. Zero is like a kind of the God force number. Zero is anything, all or nothing. It's a big responsibility, some numerologists think, if you have a zero, because it holds infinite possibilities. You can do nothing with it, or you can become great, or you can do something horrible with it, you know? So zero, it's like it has no vibration. It's just God force, you know, whatever that may be.
Yeah.
And so it's a pretty, like I'm in a zero life cycle right now. So
really? That's cool.
I have zero life cycles till the end of my life. Yeah. So
that's cool.
Kind of like, what do? You can do whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Kind of overwhelming. Yeah. According to numerology, I can do whatever I want now.
So. And you can. And you are, my darling, you are.
I'm trying to. But so, I mean, is there anything else you'd like to add to let the listeners know that you've learned from numerology, Misty?
Well, you know, when I said I was interested, you know, earlier on too, I started looking at, actually before I even really knew anything about numerology, I would look at like my phone number, and then I would look at like the address numbers that, you know, I lived, you know, on certain streets, zip codes. You know, I would always notice that there was like a couple numbers that followed me everywhere, you know,
at a certain time, or all the time the same numbers.
I think at different points. I remember at one point, it was fives. Like fives were everywhere.
Was anything lately, changing in your life at that time when you saw the fives?
I was young. You know, I was becoming a young woman. I was probably 13, 14.
Oh wow, that's a huge change. That's a huge changing time.
Yeah, definitely. And then now, you know, a few weeks ago, twos were everywhere. And me and Lisa have a funny story.
I was thinking about that. We drove to Nashville, Misty just saw twos the whole way there, everywhere, every license plate, every sign. And she just pointed them out. And I'm like, how did she get there all over the place? Twos. And then we got into town, into Nashville, and there were ones everywhere. Remember that? Like by the time we got to the city, across the city line. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We did get the threes. That was really cool.
And that was like the completion.
It was weird. Yeah. That's where our destiny. It was trying to lead us to our destiny, right?
Yeah. Two to one also, to three. But also I think a lot of it too is kind of like playing with your psychic abilities. And anybody can do it when you're driving. But, you know, I just showed Lisa how I do it when I'm driving.
That's cool. Yeah, she drove well, too. She drives amazingly well when she's doing that. And she still sees all those things. I would hit something.
Well, no, but just make up a number or think of a number in your head. And I did. I thought of the number two. And I looked at Lisa and I said, okay, I said, we're going to see twos on the next license plate that is in front of us.
There were two.
And there was two twos. And then that's it all started from there.
Yep.
And then there was twos everywhere. I mean,
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Like the lottery number, like the lottery number on the sign was like 222. You're like, yeah.
Yes.
Everywhere we looked.
It was. So, yeah. I, that's my homework. Everybody, you know, when whatever you're doing, if you're driving or, you know, whatever, pick up a number. See, my dogs agree.
No, yeah, the dogs are giving you homework too.
Pick a number and then see how many times you see it throughout the day. Just start with one number and notice everything. Like maybe what time you're looking at the clock at that exact time. You know, does it have that number in it? You know, what TV channel are you watching? Does it have that number? Of the number of the day or
and phone numbers and time and the day itself, like you
I think it's fun.
It is kind of fun. It is really fun. And I a lot of people ask me, what does it mean? I keep seeing 111 or I keep seeing 333 or I keep seeing 555 or usually three numbers together. They keep seeing it. And the most common one is 111. These are sometimes called angel numbers. So like 111 is a manifestation number and it's kind of saying the angels are with you and whatever you're thinking about, you're probably going to make happen. So think positive thoughts when you're seeing this number. So, and if you see it like 222, it's kind of like love yourself and build, you know, and then you get the 333. Usually that means the ascended masters and the angels are right there with you if you're seeing 333 all the time. Like I wake up a lot and hit my phone is 333. So I sleep, I wake up in the middle of the night every night. It's like 333. Yeah, I get that one a lot. And sometimes you'll see something like
777. Does that mean anything?
I'm sure it does, but I mean, look it up. Okay, listeners, there is this wonderful website. This is the most wonderful website ever. It's called The Royal Road. And it's a tarot, The Royal Road. It's a blog. I highly recommend you go to it. But she has another section on her blog called Numerology, the Vibration and Meaning of Numbers. And the, I think you get to it from her blog. And I will look up 777 and see what she says it's about. Or what I think she channels these. So let me see.
I'm thinking that it's something having to do
spiritual,
with.
Spiritual, yeah.
Yeah.
It says this one is about this app or this website says it's more mostly about you're on the right path and living your destiny. You're living what you're here for is kind of what it's saying.
Okay.
And if you're asking, if you're trying to get advice and direction in your life, it's saying study your spirituality, study, learn something, you know, deep dive into it.
Okay.
You know, so that's what that one would be. But the listeners, I can't recommend this blog on Blogger enough. The Tarot, The Royal Road, Blogger, and her name is Joanne Sacred Scribes. That's her username on Blogger. And I mean, I have it on my phone desktop. I use it and always have used it since I found it. And I put it on every phone desktop and I still use it for the tarot. I mean, I'll go through and numbers and everything. She's just got amazing information on that website.
I'm gonna have to
everybody go to that website. It was just a website. I just keep the app, like the little icon on my desktop on my phone so I can just get to it that fast, you know?
Yeah.
And I can't tell you guys how much you need to like explore that page if you like this stuff. So
she's just not telling me about this.
Oh no, I've sent this to you before.
You have?
Okay. Long. When we took the tarot class, I gave everybody a link to this. Or when I did the tarot class where we got to know each other better.
Yes.
So, okay, listeners, you've got homework. You have some information. Yep. You got some counting to do. And you can look
some
at your bank account.
That's
another place to look at for the Missy's homework.
Yeah.
The bank account, see all the numbers. There's all kinds of fun. And your debit card and your address.
Yes.
Your phone numbers, everything.
Anything with a number in it. Anything.
And I'd like to thank number one sponsor, Everclear. They are an advice app where you can get your advice from psychics and empaths in the so you can get the clarity you need to create the life you deserve. Number one. And listeners, you are number one in our hearts. And that doesn't make any sense when you think about one being the self. Are you me, listeners?
You are our zero.
Yeah, you are our zero.
Everything.
You're zero. The God force. The listeners are the God force. All right.
Yes. Well,
Missy, thank you so much. And listeners, thank you so much for listening. And I hope you enjoyed this numerology lesson. Have a wonderful evening. I did too. It was fun. Thank you so much.
Bye.
And I have a PS, listeners, postal script, podcast script. I forgot to tell you what today's day may mean in numerology. So we have 1 month, 11/11/2022. One is a starting number. It's a U number. One is the same thing, and one the same thing. 111 is an angel number, as we learned. 2022, 222. That's six. That's a love number. So maybe we're starting over in love, or maybe we're starting over in duties, or maybe we're all about what we need to do or want to do in love or duties. And you put them together. We got 1 + 1 + 1 = 3 + 2 = 5 + 5 = 7 and plus 2 is 9. It's an ending of something. Let's hope it's a good ending. Let's hope it's a great ending, because usually they are, you know? We hope they are. We look back, we remember them as good. Let's do it this year, or this month, or this day, even. Hey, love you guys. Good night.